This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Bernardino of Siena. Bernardino often said during his life he would give his last drop of blood if this would help bring peace through the name of Jesus. As strange as this seems, only through the grace of God was he able to accomplish this miracle after his death. Bernardino was born in 1380, the only child of a noble family whose father was the town's governor. Before he was 7, both his parents died, and he was cared for by his aunt and then by an uncle who sent him to school in Siena. He studied hard and became not only an excellent student, but showed an outgoing personality, a mild manner, and a good sense of humor. He had a deep love for Jesus, and if anyone was heard telling off-colored jokes or cursing and swearing, he would remind the offender of God's great love for everyone. When he was 17, he enrolled in a confraternity of Our Lady, whose members practiced certain devotions and promised to help the needy and the sick. Soon afterwards, in 1400, the plague struck Siena. The attack was so severe that from 12 to 20 persons died daily in the city's hospital, from which most of the staff had fled. When Bernardino and his fellow confraternity members offered their assistance, it was not only accepted, but they were given complete charge of the hospital. For 4 months they worked day and night to help the sick and dying, and although several of his friends died, Bernardino did not contract the fatal disease. The plague finally passed, and Bernardino applied for admission into the Order of St. Francis. He was accepted, and 1 year later was ordained on his birthday, the anniversary of his baptism, and also the feast of the birthday of Our Lady. He spent the next 12 years in relative obscurity, being prepared by God for his life's work. One evening after prayers, a young novice said to Bernardino, "Do not hide the gift which is in you. Go to Lombardy, where everyone is waiting for you." This unusual comment was repeated the following 2 evenings. When the young man was asked why he said these things, he replied he could not help it. He could not stop the words from coming out. This was taken as a sign that Bernardino should be sent off to begin his mission of preaching. In 1417, he traveled to Milan, where his eloquence soon attracted large enthusiastic crowds. In fact, the people demanded that he promise to return again the next year for another mission. Word spread quickly, and soon he was in great demand as a preacher throughout Italy. Like the apostles, he always traveled on foot, and over his lifetime reached all of the regions of Italy except Naples. In large cities, he often spoke out of doors because no church was large enough to hold those who came to hear him. Sometimes he preached for 3 to 4 hours straight, giving several sermons on the same day. Wherever he went, he healed misunderstandings and deadly feuds. Stolen property was returned, and people promised to live better lives. In Bologna, for example, he preached so successfully against the abuses of gambling that the people burned their playing cards and dice in a public bonfire. When the playing card manufacturer complained about his lost income, Bernardino suggested that he make tablets containing the holy name of Jesus in the monogrammed letters IHS, surrounded by the rays of the sun. The manufacturer accepted the advice and soon reported that he earned more money than he ever had with the playing cards. Bernardino always preached devotions to the name of Jesus and encouraged people to ask for God's mercy and live in peace. After this, he would bless them with his symbol of the holy name of Jesus. God, in turn, blessed Bernardino's work with numerous conversions and many devoted followers who tried to live better lives. But some people became jealous of his success and complained to the Pope that Bernardino encouraged superstitious practices with his teaching and his new symbol of the holy name. An investigation was opened which completely cleared Bernardino's name, with the result that he was given permission to travel wherever he liked. The followers of the Way of Life, started by St. Francis, had chosen to live a life of poverty, as did St. Francis. But as the order's influence spread, Bernardino saw a growing need that the monks be better educated. He started to reform the order by including the subjects of theology and canon law as part of each new member's formation. This new movement within the Franciscan order was called the Strict Observance and grew in popularity from the 300 members when Bernardino began to 4,000 when he died. His real happiness lay in preaching and encouraging people to live peaceably. In 1444, he gave a Lenten mission of 50 days in his hometown and then traveled to Aquila. Here, his health began to fail and he died at the age of 63. He had spent 42 years as a religious, trying to bring peace. Bernardino's life and preaching had touched so many people that mourners came to Aquila from throughout Italy to pay their last respects. St. John Capistrum, a personal friend, recounts that the burial was delayed for 24 days because of the large number of people who pressed into the church. There were so many people at one point that tempers began to rise and fighting started to spread around the casket with no regard to the person they came to mourn. Suddenly, all quarreling stopped when the people noticed a flow of blood coming from Bernardino's temporarily closed casket. This miracle filled the people with awe and shame as they realized how greatly Bernardino had wanted them to love God and the holy name of Jesus. The Pope declared Bernardino to be a saint in heaven just 6 years after his death. By the grace of God, his body has been preserved from decay and is honored today in the Basilica of St. Bernardino in the town of Aquila, Italy. His influence was so great during his lifetime that he is considered to be one of the greatest preachers of the 15th century. Like Bernardino, we can develop a love of the name of God, Jesus, and Mary. Our love for their names will be seen as we respect and love others who were created by God to share his love in heaven.